My name's Mike Rowe. This is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
What's on the other side of the door?
Sewage. Raw sewage.
Let's open the door.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Brewer. Real live plumber.
Things get a little too personal with my new pal, Don the Plumber.
That's not mud.
I figured it's me or you.
Before we start rooting around in people's feces, let's at least give a shovel a shot.
Then,
Johnny, bring in the mud.
I find a place that's serious about the art of mud making. My kind of place.
This might take a while.
And later,
my God, Andy, what in the world are we looking at here?
I drill for black gold and risk my neck with the Roughnecks.
You never get to the point where you're good enough to not get hurt. You always have to be on top of your game.
Hey, we're Roughnecking!
Woo! Oh, God.
Last time I came to Oklahoma, I met a guy named Don Brewer. Don took me fishing. Catfish noodling, actually. It was a day I'll never forget.
In noodling, it's a hands-fishing-only law.
Oh, God, he got one!
Jeez, it's like a giant hunk of snot.
Ow!
I think that's one.
That's a good one. Yeah!
But it's been pointed out to me since then that, though dirty, catfish noodling is technically not really a job. It's a hobby. So, Don Brewer's got a dirty hobby. The question is, does he have a dirty job?
Well, this can't be good. A little muddy around the side of the house here, and surprise, surprise, it's Don Brewer again. Don, how are you?
Pretty good, Mike. You doing all right?
Good. Good. Who's this?
This is Bubba. This is my right-hand man.
Buddy, how are you?
Good, sir.
Pleasure. Don, you're a licensed plumber in the great state of Oklahoma.
Yep.
All right. Last time I saw you, you had me stick my arm in a dirty, filthy hole in a swamp somewhere and try and pull out a fish. What are you going to do today?
Well, what we got here, we got a rent house right here. The water line's frozen, busted last year. They're going to renovate it. We're going to put all new water lines underneath it, copper pipe.
So right now the house has no plumbing, per se?
Well, there's plumbing there, but it's no good.
No good.
We're just going to abandon it, run all new lines and everything how we want to do it.
Well, it doesn't seem all that complicated, but that's not a big hole as holes go.
No, it's not. I've had a little bigger to crawl through. Of course, I've had smaller, too.
You going to fit through that thing?
Well, I didn't eat breakfast this morning, so maybe we will.
All right, so we got a cold Oklahoma morning. Don and I are going to crawl in through an impossibly tight hole. We're going to hang some copper pipe. We're going to insulate it. And we're going to try not to get attacked by the Wild Kingdom.
Okay. Don't raise your head up. Bump your head.
Okay.
Spiders.
You ain't found no skunks or nothing yet, have you?
No, I don't see any skunks, but okay. I smell something that might not be so good. All right, I'm past this first big support.
You got plenty of room for me to come in now?
Honestly, Don, I don't think you're going to fit down here.
You know, you keep talking about that issue like me being fat or something here. What's up with that?
I'm just saying you're a lot of man and there's not a lot of room down here, but...
I can make it.
Good grief, man. Holy cow, you make good time.
It's not that bad. I can make it through there most of the time.
What am I looking at down here?
Well, we got all the floor joists and everything. Watch the nails right above your head, too, Mike. Don't jerk your head up.
Look at this.
We got about some nails about an inch and a quarter sticking out of the floor, and they sure will give you a bad headache.
So these are like little punji sticks in reverse coming through the flooring.
I guess that's what you'd call acupuncture. Redneck acupuncture? Plumber acupuncture.
Oh, Don takes me to all the nicest places.
Well, you never tell what you might find in here. Might find you a big old jug of money.
You ever find a big old jug of money?
No, I'm still doing this.
Any rules that plumbers have to be mindful of?
Do not chew your fingernails.
Excellent advice, Don.
Yeah.
We're going to cut the pipe with this. Mm-hmm. We're going to clean the inside of it with this. We're going to put some flux outside of the pipe, and then I guess... the solder.
Yep.
These are our hangers.
That way, if somebody ever does crawl under here again, They won't be crawling on top of our pipe. Make it all nice, neat, and pretty. There's sure. really nobody going to see it again. But that's where we try to take a little pride into it.
Well done.
Make it look good.
You're an artist. And as a plumber, artist, you know, sometime noodler, you care about the footprint you leave.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want somebody coming in 5 years later and say, oh, my God, he done this.
Well, don't worry. If that ever happens, it won't be me.
Let's look here. You feel the love?
I felt something.
Drop the hanger down a little bit.
Oh, right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to drop a T right there.
Right where I am?
Have you ever done this before, Mike, at all?
Yeah, just earlier this morning, I was dropping a T underneath my old abandoned house. I do it all the time. How do these things work, exactly?
You're going the wrong way with them. You got them on backwards. That's a little long. You ever cut a piece of pipe for Mike?
No, Don, I haven't. I'll be honest with you.
I can tell. We got it kind of lined up. Well, it got me a nail in the head.
You just put a nail in the head?
I just got it right in the side of it just then. It's still burning.
You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
Man just ran a nail straight into his noggin. Unbelievable.
Here, Mike. Take that. Yep. Sand the end of it.
This guy right here?
That's it. There you go. Looks like you've done some of that before.
I'm familiar with the motion.
All right. There's your flux. Paste. It cleans it even a little bit more.
Like this.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, we need about 4 inches there, probably.
I would say roughly 4 3/4 inches.
I thought more like 4 7/8. Here's that. Yeah. Add the solder to it and see if it'll start melting. Dude, that looks like
I know, I'm sorry about that. Well, it's my first time. I'm kind of jacked up and upside down, and bugs are crawling down my back, and you're bleeding from your head on account of a rusty nail, and the map gas is very warm.
Well, I can do it.
Well, here, why don't you show me just, you know, by way of example, we can show the viewer, you know, the good way and the wrong way.
That's the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right.
All right, so now we're going to swap again? That don't sound good, does it? Boy, don't you break wind.
Don is
I think I'm
man.
Hung up. Okay, pull your feet up.
I assure you are. All right.
All right. Right here.
Okay.
Cut it right through here. We're going to put a T in it. Take this piece of copper right here. Shoot it straight that away. You handle it?
I'm going to need to get over there again.
Okay. Let me crawl back.
Same routine as before?
Yep. Might take me a little longer this time.
How come you're always on top?
I don't like the bottom.
I don't think I do either, to be honest with you. All right. Show just got a little weird. Well, what is solder? I mean, what is it made of?
Well, it says nickel bearing.
Nickel bearing?
Yep.
Interesting. You don't really know what solder is, do you?
Yeah. See the silver stuff on the road?
No, I know.
That's copper. I mean, that's solder.
Copper, solder. See, it all gets very confusing when you're under a house.
See, lead-free, I mean, the main thing is lead-free.
Well, we know what's not in it, then.
Right.
We're still a little confused, though, as to what the active ingredient in solder might be.
Are you just trying to make me look dumb on camera?
No, I'm just trying to say that when it comes to looking dumb, there's plenty to go around.
Okay. Well, you're doing fine for both of us.
Coming up, something bad.
Whoa.
Something really bad.
Ah.
Then, I step into the big shoes of a professional mud maker.
I'm the muddiest man in the land.
And later, I join a dirty bunch of guys.
These are roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
On a feverish quest for black gold.
What is the rush, guys? What? Where's the fire?
All right. We got him in there.
And that's a lot better.
All right, Don, so we're looking at a hole here that's been drilled in the floor. That goes up into the sink.
Yeah, the kitchen sink.
All right, so we need a T. No, we need an L.
We need an L. We're getting better, Mike.
Yeah. All right, Don, I got it in, but it is a little dirty.
Yeah, you got mud all over it, Mike, on me.
Have you seen the show?
That's funny.
So
drag the stuff out.
Yep, we're done down here.
And we head up into the, wherever the heck we're heading.
Look at this, a couple of snakes.
Is that all you're taking?
Yeah.
Beautiful day in Oklahoma. I think that's everything.
What?
Except the plumber. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Brewer, real live plumber.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to go inside and finish the rest of it.
Well, we finished the plumbing, and I thought our day was done. Then, Don got an emergency call. I went along for the ride. I wish I hadn't.
Well, as you can see, there is a plumbing problem here in the backyard at the Wood residence. When Mr. and Mrs. Wood flushes their toilet, this is essentially what happens. It's a bit of a backup, but fortunately, Don Brewer is on the scene. Unfortunately, I am too.
Is this what you would call a classic, classic clog?
Yeah, pretty much. Just a bunch of here.
I think I found the problem.
Yeah, it looks like somebody might have flushed down the toilet.
There's a little man in the pipe. Get that mess. Good grief.
Yeah, it looks like you've been here.
Well, come on. I chew my peanuts.
Well, Mike, you see, we got it full of water right here. When we get rid of this water, more than likely we'll have it unstopped.
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
Ow!
I gotta dig it up, Mike.
No, no, we can get it. You think you turned a corner? Well, Don's fancy high-tech machine with yards and yards of high-tech cable have failed to negotiate the key turn in the T-joint. Therefore, we are relying on a slightly more primitive method. Thank you. Good soil.
Yeah.
Very, very rich.
Well.
Yeah, what do you think now?
Guess we'll try to cut that pipe off.
What do you cut the pipe with?
Oh, I got a drill. I got the sideways blade on it.
I'll get it. Oh, man. Another shirt. How do we cut it?
Get down here, throw it a little loose. I think we can just snap it off.
We'll snap it off, then.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I got the saw.
Well, reach down here and see if you can feel what's in the way.
Oh. That's not mud.
No, that ain't either.
That's not mud, Don. Watch. Nice watch. Forgot to take the watch off. Moron.
Try to go put a little juice on here.
Stop. We got rule number four.
Yeah, keep your mouth closed.
Keep your mouth shut. All right, feels like it's going somewhere. Oh, yeah, we're in.
They're going down by itself now.
Okay. I think maybe it is.
You stay right there and let me put another snake on it, okay?
That sounds great. I'll stay right here.
You stay right there.
I'll stay here and keep an eye on the poo.
You're doing great, Mike.
Thanks, Don.
I can probably get you a job doing this.
Hey, that's great news. That's about as far as we go, huh?
We got it unstopped.
Mission accomplished.
This is done besides put the pipe back in it and you covering a hole.
Yeah, me covering a hole. Well, there it is. My day with Don the plumber. I slowed him down. I cost him some money. I ripped my shirt. I think I even got on his nerves a little bit. All in all, a good day and a very dirty job.
Coming up,
this is a mud factory.
When you make designer mud,
oh, geez.
It takes a little muscle.
It's got a little kick to it.
We'd like to take this opportunity now to tell you every single thing I know about gasoline. I know you can get leaded or unleaded. I know you can get high octane or low octane, and you can still find diesel if you look hard enough. I also know that gasoline is very flammable and extremely expensive. Furthermore, you can't have gasoline without oil. What I didn't know is that you can't have oil without mud. Lots and lots of mud.
Francis Drilling Fluids has 15 locations on the Gulf Coast. Today, we're at the home office in Crowley, Louisiana.
Well, this can't be good. That's Mark down there taping my fancy rubber boots to my fancy yellow suit. And this is Andy, and they all work here at the... this is a mud factory.
It's actually a mud plant. It's where we actually mix drilling muds for offshore rigs to do the actual drilling.
Tell me, in layman's terms, why mud is important when it comes to getting the oil out of the ground.
Well, mud's important for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons would be to keep the pressure of the well. It depends on the pressure in the well, what size or what weight of the mud.
Right.
So they use it to keep it from coming up. The mud also acts as a lubricant for your bit, to keep from burning your bits up, they use to drill the actual well with.
So, Andy, I'm looking down right now into, what is this exactly?
This is a mixing pit. This is where we actually mix the drilling mud.
So, when you mix the mud, you mean some batches are different than other batches?
That's right. Weight-wise, viscosity, it depends on what the customer's looking for, what type of properties.
And what's the job down there, Mark?
Basically, we're going to just try to get all the mud down into the sump hole, wash all the walls down, and get all the mud out of the pit.
Once more into the breach, dear friends. Once more. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's mud. I think we're going to need more than a squeegee.
Well, we're going to use that high-pressure water hose there.
Oh, great. Tell you what, Mark, this is a dirty hole. We need some water up there, Andy. What do you think?
You got it. It's coming to you, man.
Got a little kick to it. Why don't you hit some of the walls, get in the taste of that.
The walls?
That's a dirty pipe.
Get stuck down the drain.
All of the mud at FDF is recycled. Wouldn't want to waste a drop.
Here's the best part. After we get all the mud out of the tank, we fill it back up again with mud. It's great.
That sounds like a stupid thing to do. It isn't, because the new batch will have a completely different formula, and any leftover old mud will mess up its weight and viscosity.
Well, that was dirty. You're a mess. I'm a mess. You look great.
Thank you.
What's next?
How about we make some mud nets?
Make mud?
Make mud.
Milk, lemonade, turn a corner, mud is made.
You got it.
Routine?
Okay. Yeah. Good deal.
The pre-mixed mud that's taken from the outside storage tanks actually doesn't contain any dirt. It's a mixture of chemicals designed especially for the drilling process.
Okay, so if you're the baker,
okay,
these are the ingredients, okay, and we're standing over the mixing bowl, a nice clean one this time.
Yes, it is.
We're going to make a batch of mud. What exactly are we going to make?
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to pull in some mud that's already pre-mixed, and what we're going to do, we're going to add chemicals to it to treat it. The customer has ordered 300 barrels of 17.5. We have some 17-pound mud, and what we want to do is bring the weight up on it.
Okay, so you've got some mud that's already mixed that weighs 17 pounds
that's
per
right.
gallon.
That's right.
We're going to do stuff with these magic ingredients here to make it right. What am I looking at?
You're looking at bentonite over here. Bentonite is used to suspend the barite, which is your weighting material. Actually brings the weight up.
Bentonite suspends the barite.
The barite, that's right.
The barite is thinned by the lignite.
That's right.
Depending on the viscosity of the pre-mixed mud we're going to be working with, the requisite algorithms involved mathematically
right.
will come into play in a numeric juxtaposition.
You got it.
Okay. I just thought we were going to make some mud. A little dirt, a little water.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, huh? And a whole lot of math.
Okay, so right now, then, I guess the first step is to bring in the mud.
Let's bring in some mud.
All right. Johnny, bring in the mud!
Coming up...
You do want me to crawl through this hole.
I bravely fight the mud. But the mud wins. And later...
I should be doing something now, shouldn't I?
I join a band of rowdy roughnecks. Drilling for Texas tea.
I'm not pulling hard enough. Is that the problem?
Yeah, you need to put out a little more.
If you want to buy mud from Francis Drilling Fluids, you better order ahead of time. All their mud is custom made according to precise customer specifications. And it doesn't get shipped until it's perfect. These guys are serious about their mud. After the mud is mixed, samples are taken and carefully weighed to ensure that the mud weight per gallon is precise. My mix was perfect. Then another sample is taken and the mud is tested for its viscosity, which also must be precise. Here's mud in your eye. Takes on a whole new meaning at FDF.
So that's pretty much all we need to add to it?
That's pretty much all we need to do. Now that they've run the test and now we know that it's just right, the customers, the required properties are there and it's ready to either be shipped out by a truck or loaded by barge. This particular facility is a land-based facility, so we would load it on trucks.
Okay, now what?
Next step is to clean the tank that we're going to be hauling out to the rig location to store the mud in.
I just cleaned this tank, and now we just dirtied it up. You want me to go clean a tank so we can make that dirty, too? So we can haul the clean, dirty mud somewhere else?
That's right.
No, it'd be a shame to get the mud dirty.
Yes, it would. That's right.
A hatch with bolts always spells trouble.
Not you again.
Ready to get dirty?
Every time I see you, I get filthy. I'm looking at a storage container.
Right.
And the storage container is going to get taken to a site?
Yeah, after we clean it, it's going to be brought to that site where they'll probably put some more mud in and store it.
All right, what's the first step?
Undo that bottom bolt there.
I told you there'd be trouble. The mud in this tank is left over from a drilling site. Everything coming out of the tank drains through a grate in the floor and is then pumped into a holding tank to be recycled.
Are you kidding?
Again.
Just so I'm certain I'm not the victim of some horrible misunderstanding, you do want me to crawl head first through this hole.
Head first, right.
And when I get in there, there'll be a hose,
I'll
a squeegee.
Pass you a hose, yeah. What you want to do, you just want to just wash everything out toward the hole like you did in that other tank.
Right. Very dirty boy. What about that hose I've heard so much about? Start at the back, I guess. Okay. All right, it's a little muddy. Oops. Sorry. Everyone okay? Just walked out of my boot again. So the goal is fairly straightforward. It's to blow the mud from the container down there through the hole that I just crawled through. Unfortunately, there's about 6 metric tons of mud in the container, and only one hose. This might take a while. I'm the muddiest man in the
Believe it or not, I didn't make this crazy job up. It's real. And here at FDF, somebody does this every single day. Thank God it's not me.
It's dirty. It's on its way to be recycled. I wish I could say the same.
So it turns out drilling mud isn't really mud after all. It doesn't even have any dirt in it. But it is dirty. And without the dirty fellas here at FDF, none of us would be able to get around. Something to think about next time you fill her up.
Out on the oil field, roughnecking is a dangerous game.
The fingers will never leave my hand.
I followed my shipment of mud from FDF to another dirty job. This one, located at a drilling site in Pine Prairie, Louisiana.
That's Newman. That's Kane. This is Andy. And we're all here sitting in a pile of dirt in front of a oil rig?
A drilling rig, yes, sir.
A drilling rig. Now, Andy, you and your partner, Matt, basically run Crown DBL.
Correct.
And you're a drilling company.
Drilling contractor.
What's that mean?
The job of the drilling contractor is we don't pump oil. What we do is we just provide a service to oil and gas operators to come in and drill oil and gas wells for them. And what we do is we put a hole in the ground that allows them to come back after and produce it.
Gotcha. How deep are we going to go today?
We should probably drill maybe, you know, a couple of hundred foot. But this well in particular will be going down to an estimated depth of around 13,100 feet.
So what's the first step then?
Well, what we'll do is we'll go and we'll check the mud, and we'll make sure all the properties and everything are right, because it's extremely important in every aspect of the drilling of these oil and gas wells.
Fine. Take me to the mud.
Let's do it.
You stay there.
The mud from the FDF trailer is pumped into holding tanks. At this point, it's up to the derrick men to keep the mud at the proper weight and viscosity by checking it every 15 minutes and adding chemicals when needed.
Dirty place.
Yeah, it gets sloppy out here. Mike, I want you to meet
Byron's
the derrick man on this crew.
The derrick man, all right.
He's in charge of the tank and a lot of other stuff, pumps, tanks.
And making the mud. What can I do for you?
If you want to mix a little chemical.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you got to carry this to the hopper, and that's where you mix it.
All right.
Stand on the side. You just kind of trickle it in there. That's what they call lignite.
Lignite. And this is making it thicker?
Thinner.
This is making it thinner. Is this dangerous?
No.
Good.
It just... Nah, caustic soda. That lead the meat off the bone.
This will eat the meat off the bone?
Nah, caustic soda.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, you let me know when I get to the stuff that eats the meat off the bone.
All right. Every time you mix five legs, you pour one caustic soda. Now, this is that stuff I was telling you that eats the meat off the bone.
Stuff that'll kill you, all right.
Put it down right here on that grate. Make sure you don't get none of that on you now.
Well, this will be a great time to wear the gloves.
Yes, sir.
This will kill you if it gets in you?
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
When the mud meets the day's requirements...
Okay.
It's pumped to the drilling platform.
My God, Andy, what in the world are we looking at here? Now, is this the mud we're talking about?
Yeah, the mud's coming through this line.
So the mud we mixed is coming up from that blue pipe.
Correct.
Down through this black hose.
Through the Kelly, into the pipe, out the bit.
Tell me what the Kelly is exactly.
Well, the Kelly is the square pipe.
Okay, that's that thing going right in there.
It's the Kelly right there, and that's a Kelly drive bushing right there.
Now, when you say the pipe, you mean this thing?
Yeah, well, a bunch of them, all connected together.
All right, and again, that big stack of pipes over there.
Correct.
It's essentially what we're going to be fitting together all day.
All day long.
The drill pipes are linked together below the Kelly in one continuous pipe, ending at the bit below the Earth's surface. When the length of each pipe is drilled, the connection at the top of the string is broken, and a new pipe is added from an adjacent staging area called the mouse hole.
Now, so the guy over there, what's his name?
That's Pooh is what we call him.
Pooh. He's what? He's some sort of
horn? He's the driller. He runs these hands right here. This is his hands.
These would be,
These are roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
And right now what they're doing is they're going to make a hook. They're going to break a connection.
So these things, what do you call them?
Tongs.
They basically work like a pipe wrench.
It's just like a big pipe wrench. That's all it is. So you see, we're breaking that connection right there.
Yeah.
And then he'll spin it out.
These are some very dirty boys.
Yeah, it is. It's serious.
All bull crap aside, this is a dangerous job.
It can be very much so, but we try to get everybody to really look out for each other, and most of these guys know really, you know, what they're doing. And
yeah, I'm glad somebody does. So you've attached this pipe, and what do you call these things again?
These are drill pipes.
Drill pipes.
5-inch drill pipes.
All right. Now, how long does it take a roughneck to get to the point where they can do this without getting killed?
Well, you know, if they don't keep their head in the game, you know, accidents can always happen. So you never get to the point where you're good enough to not get hurt. You always have to be on top of your game. See, they're going to take them and set the slip.
That's a slip. All right.
Okay. All right, ho. Let's let Mike get a shot at this.
Let's
see if he can handle some of this action.
Okay, man. This goes on the bottom?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't put your hands right here.
All right, don't put your hands there. All right, tell me what to do. Push her in. All right. Now push this way.
Hold on now. Hold on this. Hold on. Put a bite on it. Make them bite.
All right. They can bite, okay. I stand here? All right. I got some mud in my eye. Oh, yeah, there you go. I should be doing something now, shouldn't I?
Yeah, what you're gonna do is push that to him, Mike. Push that to him.
Push this where?
Push this over here to this pipe.
Oh, all right.
Don't be scared of a little mud. All right, come on down, Drew.
Oh, man, that would be
okay,
bad.
Okay, now
to get
look,
your
what you're going to do is you're going to get that set of tongs and make him bite right here after he spins it up.
All right. He's going to spin it up.
There you go.
All right, straight in. Side in. That's that? All right.
Make him bite again.
Push this way.
You want harder? No, don't put your chest too far on. There you go.
All right. So all we did was just tighten the screw.
Right. Basically. Correct. Tighten it up just like a bolt in a nut.
All right, now it's coming out. There's this pipe.
Hold it back. Wait up.
All right, guys. Now, why am I doing this?
On a swing.
Right.
Hold it back.
Jeez.
Watch your hands.
Okay.
There you go. Get back on them tongs. Come on, you get the hang of it now.
Gotta get the tongs. Now we're pushing in. Okay.
All right, push that head. All right, now make them bite.
Make them bite. Forward. It's really hard to get your footing on this thing, isn't it? What just happened?
All right, now pull back on that arm. Make
pull back on this one. This one. All right, Boo.
Don't stand over here like this.
Right.
Pull this. It pulls us right.
Right. But I'm not pulling hard enough. Is that the problem?
Yeah, you need to put out a little more.
All right, I got to put out a little more. Story of my life.
Coming up.
All right, chief.
Things at the oil rig become explosive.
Now make him bite.
Now make him bite.
There you go.
Hold it like that. Hold it. Now, Mike. One more time.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
All right, now. Push on that end.
Man, what is the rush, guys? What? Where's the fire?
Look, they got three handles. I want three hands on this thing.
Three handles. All right.
Rush is whoever makes the most holes makes more money.
That's why everybody's rushing around.
Yeah.
Time is money.
So you costing me money.
Everywhere I go. It's kind of what I do, boo. I'm here to slow the process down.
Ready to do it, baby.
So now you start drilling.
Right.
Every new connection adds a 31-foot, 682-pound drill pipe. These are sent up to the platform from the ground.
Maybe this isn't the best place in the world to be standing.
Nowhere around here is the best place to be standing.
All right, so now, how do you treat the ends of these?
What you're going to do is you're going to take these thread protectors off, you know, just screws in, right. Just like that. We use these just to keep the threads nice and perfect as much as we can.
Right.
Both ends. And then what we got here is what is better known as pipe dope.
Pipe dope?
Pipe dope. That's what they call it.
What's it do?
It's like a lubricant for threads. And you swab that thing in there and be generous with it.
You can't have too much lubricant.
No. There you go, there you go.
Oh, I know about the lubricant.
You sure look like you do.
What exactly is it? I mean, what's it made of?
Well, you know, the people that make it, they don't really tell us what's in it.
Proprietary secret.
Like a seasoned vet right there.
All right. Chief.
Watch out, man.
I guess he's ready.
Next, one of the drill pipes is hoisted high above the platform.
Take the thread protector off.
Right.
After removing the bottom thread protector and adding more pipe dope, it's lowered into the mouse hole. Now for the dangerous part, adding it to the existing string.
Sorry about that. I might have got a little water on you.
Let's go. We're going bottom.
Okay.
We're out on it, Mike.
Go. Yep.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Pull it over here.
All right, come on down, bro. Come on, Mike.
I'm going to take the end of this pipe, and I'm going to shove it right in there. And hopefully, the fingers will never leave my hand.
Now get them on. Had to hurry up as much as possible.
We got it?
Show them your one.
Four?
Whoop. Mike, pull on that other hammer. There you go. You can hold it a little better.
I do believe he does that on purpose.
Huh?
Nothing, Boo.
Oh.
Not a thing.
Hold a slip, Mike.
Shut up!
You're getting better.
You guys. Man,
roughnecking, man.
Man, you are way too clean for a boss. You are way too clean, brother.
After 12 hours of roughnecking, I was starting to get the hang of it. Almost.
Back up.
The fight is tight. Boys, my God, you're a dirty bunch. When you're serious about getting dirty, roughnecking, it's all the rage. Jeez, man, I'm gonna get cut right the hell in half.
During today's 12-hour shift, the drill penetrated 1,200 feet. And the drilling will continue 24-7 until the job is done.
Somewhere, it's quitting time. But not here. They come up, they go down, they come up, and everybody gets muddy.
We'd like to have a look at your dirty videos. No, not those dirty videos, your dirty job videos. If you have a dirty job and a video camera, send us a videotape of you doing your dirty job. Make sure it's really dirty. If it's dirty enough, we'll put it on the air. And if it's really super dirty, I'll come out and do the job with you. Go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs for all the information you need. And for God's sakes, take a shower.
How old are you, Mike?
I'm 43.
43?
Yeah. You would think
you're going to retire when you're about 50?
I retired when I was your age. I do this for fun.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just out here working off a lost bet.
Oh, is that how this works?
Pretty much. Yeah, you're my prize.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, it's been good working with you.
Yeah, it's been a treat. I'd shake your hand, but every time I do it, it hurts.
You got me muddy, dude. You got me dirty.
Yeah, keep telling yourself. That's mud.